Hey everybody, this is Throw Me in a Ditch in Archaeology podcast. I'm your host, Annabelle. Today, very first episode of season two, I'm going to give you a quick little rundown of a day in the life of a field archaeologist. Now, based on TV shows, movies, comic books, whatever else kind of media involves field archaeologists, it's usually really chaotic. They're usually like releasing some sort of curse into the world because they open like a sarcophagus or like broke a bit of pot or something like that, or like they're being chased by like mummies or some other group of people that want the same artifact that they found. In reality, or at least in my case and in my experience, this has not happened. I don't get chased by mummies. I don't get chased by people who want the same artifacts as me. And I haven't released a curse into the world. Or, you know what? That's at least as far as I know, right? So, as far as I know, I have not released a curse into the world. And you're welcome. So, archaeology. Still really chaotic, okay? You are, at least in the UK, and this is all going to be based on my experience, you are still out in the field. Oh, also, I'm a rural archaeologist. So I'm out in fields and stuff like that, not in cities, really. So we're out in a field, exposed to all of the elements. Rain, sun. Sometimes in the winter, bit of snow, a bit of hail, you are going to be out there, okay? So, in order to prepare for the day, you wake up bright and early, probably before the sun even wakes up. Have to have a breakfast. It's a physical job. I know some people do go to work without having breakfast, and I don't know how they do it. I need my coffee, okay? I need some kind of caffeine. So I usually have coffee. Every once in a while, I have a cup of tea in the morning. Have a nice breakfast, you know. Have some water with your breakfast. Stay hydrated, guys. Don't forget to stay hydrated, right? Wake up, have breakfast, prepare for the day, okay? Usually check the weather radar. Just so you can sort of mentally prepare for whether or not it might rain. Yeah, and then, you know, I drive to site now. You might walk to your office and then drive to site, or you might just drive to site. Listen to some music, okay? Listen to some nice music. Listen to podcasts. Listen to something to get you going in the morning, right? You need to be pumped up, right? You're going to be out in the field. The world is your office. Okay, fields are your office. You're not in a building. You're not at a desk. Sometimes you can be, but most of the time, as a field archaeologist, outside is your office, okay? So, gotta get pumped up for your office. Make sure you have your PPE, so like your high-vis, your hard hat if you need it, your steel-toe safety boots, your wellies, your waterproofs. Waterproofs. Very important, guys. Okay, make sure you have waterproofs. If not, you will not have a dry time. You'll be very muddy. You won't be just be soaking wet from the rain, but you will be very muddy. Okay? Got your PPE, right? Put on your PPE. Go to work. This can be digging a ditch, digging a pit, finishing up some paperwork from a feature you've just recently dug. And you photographed it, you took out all your numbers, so like your context numbers. So all you have to do now is just your section drawing and or a plan drawing and your context sheets. After that, go on to your next slot. Have a break. Continue working. Have lunch. The final afternoon push, and then boom. You are homeward bound, right? The day is over. You can go home, rest, hang out with friends, hang out with your family, hang out with whoever, maybe have alone time, maybe don't hang out with anyone. But that's basically a really quick rundown of a typical day. Now, what isn't really said in your typical day is the chaos, okay? You are out there with like-minded people who are just as interested in archaeology and in the past as you are. It's like hanging out with a bunch of friends at work, right? So you guys, you can joke around, right? You can still, like, joke around. Don't take it too far because, you know, you are at work. But you can still hang out, especially during breaks. Talk about random things. Shout across site, like, what's your favorite movie? What you got there? What you digging up? What's your favorite color? If you were in this book or movie, who would you be? What would you do in this scenario? Also, in my experience, we are a clumsy bunch. So there will be a lot of tripping, okay? A lot of tripping over your feet, over air, over the dirt, over rocks, over, you know, nothing. Tripping into things, in my experience, is not as common, but it does happen. And when that does happen, you guys do have to be very careful. Make sure nobody is actually hurt. It's chaotic because there's just dirt flying everywhere. People are yelling. It's a lot of yelling involved, but it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of hard work. You got to do your, you know, manual handling. How to handle your big tools like your mattock and your spade. So that over time, you don't get hurt. So it is a hard job being a commercial and field archaeologist. You need to know your physical limits, but you also have to know what you're doing and what you're digging. So it is also a lot of thinking. You have to think, okay, cool, this is what the natural ground around me looks like. Do I think I've hit it yet in my feature? Do I think this is a fill? Do I think this is a recut? Stuff like that. It's a lot of technical things too. And then when it comes to, you know, the paperwork, there's surprisingly a bit of math that goes into it, because earlier when I mentioned section drawings, those are two scale drawings. In my experience, they're usually a 1 to 20 scale drawing of your feature, of a section of your feature. So you need to do that, but, you know, don't fret. I'm not great at math, but I do believe I have some decent section drawings, because you can use a scale ruler. So that's a ruler that has a little, that has the scale on it, basically. So you know what you're drawing and you know the scale. So really the hardest part is making sure you have the right scale. So yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. It's a lot of, so yeah, you know, just a lot of preparing, you know, for any type of weather that you have. Oh, also one thing that I forgot to mention, stretch. Please do your morning stretches. They might seem like, you know, they don't do much, but believe me, they do. They help a lot. Okay, so also do your morning stretches. Okay, so quick run through of everything that I've said. Have breakfast. Not just a cup of coffee or a cup of tea. Have a solid breakfast, okay? You're going to be doing a lot of manual labor, and a lot of brain power will also be used. So please, eat your breakfast, okay? Make sure you see what the weather's going to be like for that day. Get to work. That's, you know, a top tip. Get to work. So either get to the office, get driven to site, or just drive to site. Get to digging. Boom. If you have questions about anything, ask your supervisor, ask your coworkers. After you're digging, get to recording. Take photos. Take your section numbers out and context numbers out. And just all of the registers, make sure you fill them out. Because it's important, okay? And then, you know, do all of those things. So do your context sheets. Do your section drawing or your plan drawing, right? Do all of that. Eat lunch. Have a nice break, chill, relax. Remember, this is like, you're doing this because you love it. It's a lot of hard work, but it's a lot of fun. And I personally think that is worth it. Every day when I'm on site, I'm like, this is wild. I get to dig in the dirt and get paid for it. And I find really cool, really old and ancient things. I have a lot of fun doing it, and I want all of you guys to remember to have fun doing it. So, thanks for listening. And once again, please follow on Twitter at DigiPod. Give us a like on Facebook at Throw Me in a Ditch, an archaeology podcast. Or shoot me an email at ditchpod@gmail.com. And remember, guys, stay hydrated and be a sponge.